bad. Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Boy, I love that welcome y'all give me on Friday nights. That's awesome. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 26th of September. It's Friday. Hope you guys got some good stuff planned for your weekend coming up here. We're going to do things a little bit differently tonight out of necessity. Actually, we're lucky to be with you at all. We had the lightning knock the lights out here a little bit ago, and they came back on in time to get everything done, and it keeps flashing and lightning keeps hitting and everything's going crazy. So if we come to an abrupt halt right here with no explanation, then you'll know that we got fried. So anyway, lots of stuff in the news today, lots and lots of stuff. So we're going to I got to start out with a few little news items for you. We don't usually do that on Fridays, but I'm going to make up for it with some other things because we've got some pretty interesting things coming up with our music tonight. We're going to do quite a few one-hit wonders, and some of them have some little stories behind them. Actually, all of them do, I suppose, but I just don't know all of them. But some of them I do. But we've got a kind of a a little bit of a lighthearted story here to start with, and then we'll kind of bounce back and forth between music and news here. But this is the only part of it that's lighthearted. I say it's lighthearted. I guess these people got in a lot of trouble. They've done some pretty serious things, but luckily nobody was hurt. But they shot up a McDonald's after not getting ketchup with their order. Apparently both a man and a woman, I guess they were both in on it. It ain't like the one of them just went nuts and the other one didn't know what was happening. They caught him with the count. Of course, it was just a BB gun, so that's okay, I guess. But they drove off over into the Walmart, towards Walmart parking lot, found out they didn't get their catch up with their order, and they shot the McDonald's up with a BB gun. And that probably wasn't a good thing to do, because when the cops came and they caught him over there, they found the woman with a counterfeit $100 bill on top of that. So I'd say that chances are pretty good where they're at right now. It's unlikely that they'll be getting any ketchup with their order. So there you have it. All right, lots of stuff going on. We'll talk more about it later, but we're going to start out here. You guys know this song. You've heard this before, and you might be a little surprised that this was a one-hit wonder. But I'll tell you a little bit of story about it here in just a minute. Now, one-hit wonder means, that doesn't mean they've never done another song. They just never had another hit.
Meeting on
sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off?
Well, that was a little short there. I don't know what happened, but it dropped out on us. But anyway, it may come back. Let me see if I can stop that. Let me tell you a little bit about Jeannie C. Reilly. That song was immensely and tremendously popular when I was a kid. And she did a lot of duets with other people that kind of, you know, got her a little bit of recognition here and there. But all the follow-up songs that she tried to do after the Harper Valley PTA, they were all a flop. There was nothing. She was truly a one-hit wonder. And some of these here are a little hard for me to understand. But it doesn't mean you've never heard another song by these people. It means that they did one good monstrous hit of some kind, and that was it. So, anyway, let's look at some of the things that are going on in the world today, in our country today, besides for the shooting up a McDonald's with a BB gun. I'm quite certain that all of you have heard that there was a beheading, almost two, in the United States of America today. In Moore, Oklahoma, at a grocery store there, or food, actually it was a food processing plant, and I thought it was a grocery store earlier, but it's not. There's a guy that it came out very shortly afterwards that he was a Muslim. He had been actively trying to recruit people to Islam, and felt that this, actually he'd been fired, and took it out on this one woman and cut her head off. Just cut it right off. And tried to do another one. And there was a guy there, luckily a good guy with a gun, stopped a bad guy with a knife. And that was the end of that. So he actually didn't kill him. It wasn't the end. He wounded him, and they managed to get control of the situation. But I think that I think a lot of people are still going to be in denial about what is going on in this country. Okay. So I know that's what they say, but we've proved otherwise numerous times here. So, anyway, let me get my other deal. Where in the heck am I at here? I gotta find. I'm trying to get my. They really changed the chat room up here a little bit. I thought they did. Well, it's back to normal now. I don't know what caused all that, but it looks like it's good now. Okay. Anyway, some of the stories that we have, and I'm not going to go through the whole story. The purpose for doing these tonight is not to relay the story as much as it is to just show you the types of things that are going on and the frequency that they're happening. This happened right in the very, well, what I would call the heartland of America right there, and pretty much in the almost the geographical center of the state, of the country. And then there was, after this was over with, a bunch of Muslims got together and surrounded some of the cops that were there after the press conference and were shouting, you know, Allah Akbar and praise Allah and all this kind of stuff. And I look at to lend a little credence to what I just said there, I'm looking at some of the comments after this deal, and one guy gets on there and says, is this a joke? Did they really do that? And it's going to take a little while for people to accept and realize that this is real, and it's happening here, and it's happening now. And we're not just going to get up one day and it's going to go away. The majority of these people are going to need to be dealt with. It's going to be an ugly, ugly deal here. Anyway, let's get on here to the next one. This is a neat song, and this was, let me see here, I got to find this was a guy named Bob Carlyle, and he kind of considered himself a Christian music musician, but he did this song, and it come out as a major hit. I remember when it came out. It's awesome. You still hear it once in a while, but not too often. Come out as a major hit on the country music charts, and he wrote it to mark his daughter's 16th birthday. So there's an awfully sentimental story behind it there. But this song, it entered 5 different Billboard charts, 5 charts in the number one position. It also won him a 1997 Grammy for the Best Country Song, and he didn't make a big deal over make it into a country music career, his victory there, but he did turn the song into a steady stream of income. So in addition to the money that he's earned from the sales of this, the kind of a father-daughter journal, this song has been covered, I guess, over and over again. So, and that is, well, I'll just play it for you and you figure it out.
After bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all 16 today. She's looking like her mama a little more every day. One part woman, the other part girl. To perfume and makeup from ribbons and
definitely a one-hit wonder there. Let me back up here a little bit. I'm trying to figure out, you seeing some new changes there to your chat room? I've got one over here that looks just like the old one, looks normal. And then I've got another one, two more, three more, that don't look normal. So, I reckon I'll use the normal one as much as I can. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are seeing that or not. Anyhow, there was another Muslim arrested in Ferguson threatening to behead critics of Islam like Daniel Pearl. That's what he said. And he said, "I could cut your neck with a sword of Islam and watch you squeal like a female dog, like Daniel Pearl." this is a signature thing for them. I was on a discussion with a guy earlier today on Facebook, and I like the guy, but I really have a problem with the way he sees this. I mean, it's not my problem. I guess it's okay, he's saying, well, why did automatically come up as, you know, Muslim? What did that have to do with it? It could have been any religion. Well, it wasn't any religion. He said, well, what if they'd have beheaded him with a 12-gauge shotgun? I said, well, he didn't. There's a whole different line of thinking there. There's something different about it. It is definitely a religious and or political statement for them to do it the way that they do it. And if it would have been a Baptist that blew your head off with a shotgun, it wouldn't have made quite such a splash in the news. But the fact that everything else going on around the world with Muslims, radical Muslims, I won't say all Muslims, I think it's safe to say, and that there are some out there that are just like you and I with different beliefs. And I don't know that it is fair or right that we just automatically lump them all into this one deal and demand that they all be killed. I don't think that that's the way that it's designed there. But at any rate, the religious fanatics. Palm Bay, it's good to see you in here. I haven't seen you for a while. I'm glad you could make it. But I haven't heard anything from you guys. I don't know if you're getting, I've got two long boxes for signing in or something there. And I closed out that browser window and brought it back, but I still have one that's right, so I'm going to hold on to it for dear life. But getting back to the number of stories and stuff that's going on here right now. Wow, it's raining out there.
It's thunder.
But there's... I've got several things I'm going to try to hit here. There's also another story here about Muslim nurses refusing to wash their hands. They say it compromises their religion and stuff. But now there's also some stories out, like fact check and Snopes and all that said that they were not granted the right to work without washing their hands, but there's just I haven't read the whole story about this. Then Chris Matthews gets on here and says it's racist. Now, what is it with these liberals? It's racist to use the word Islamic when talking about Islamic terrorism. What kind of a moron is this guy? That takes absolute ignorance to the highest level. It says here, this is Chris Matthews speaking here. He said some of the right, even Scott Brown up in New Hampshire, is talking about Islamic terrorism. They always throw in the word Islamic, making it an ethnic thing. He said, I'm not going to let it become an ethnic thing. It's the terrorism. I'm not against Islam. Okay, whatever. I think Chris Matthews is an idiot. But anyhow, let's move on here to this next song here. This one is... let me see if I got it. Yeah, this guy got his start... as a demo singer for songwriters, and his big break come when he got called up for to fill in for Michael McDonald, and he ended up with the crowd going kind of nuts over him there. So There was a guy there named Scott Hendricks who just happened to be in the process of setting up a Nashville division of Virgin Records. Well, Clay Davidson signed on to the label, and in 2000 he released this song, a debut single, and major hit. But as it looked like there was a new major country star was going to be born, but Virgin closed its Nashville division, merged the label with Capitol. Capitol picked up the artist catalog, never did anything with Clay Davidson music. Eventually he was dropped and his career was over. But he did put out a couple of good songs before that happened. And this was his hit.
Daddy made it up in the kitchen by himself. I came stumbling in that night with liquor on my breath. He said, son, I know you live here, but this is still my home. It's my way or the highway, so I said, all right, I'm gone. And before I slammed that door, I said, I hate you. He just shook his head and said, okay. But you can't stop my love for you. It'll be here, that's a given. As long as I am living on this earth, one thing is true. You could turn away and forget me, curse my name, but love won't let me let you go. Son, always know my love. Life is like a circle, slowly turning on itself. And girl, it took losing you to finally know how daddy felt. We stood in this bedroom a year ago today, hanging on to pride and anger as we threw our love away. And before you slammed that door, you said, I hate you. But tonight, if only you could hear me say,
great song. Rights at Risk, it's kind of hard to believe you haven't heard that one. It's pretty popular. I mean, you still hear it today every once in a while. That one came out in 2000, but I heard it just a few days ago on the radio. You still hear it once in a while. It made it pretty big. And it's the only one he ever did. Now, if you look around, there's other songs that he's done, and they're all, you know, pretty decent. But that was his big hit. This next song I hate with a purple passion. I absolutely despise this song. But I'm going to play it because it is one of our one-hit wonders. And I have to wonder why it was ever a hit at all. Evidently, somebody liked it. It just wasn't me. Okay, right at your risk. I know. I'm sorry. I hated to do that, but it's gonna be a month before I get that stupid song out of my head, and I hate it. By the time the next few days is over, I'm gonna want to kill myself. I really despised that song ever since it first came out, but it fits in with the theme of today's deal show. So that's what we're gonna do. We've got a few of them. Actually, that's the worst of the bunch of them. I've got one that was never really a hit. Actually, I won't even get into it right now. It's going to be a few minutes before we're going to get to that one. So let's run back over here real quick and see if we can find something with enough meat to it here to make you forget about that last song. Now, I told Amy today that... there's something else going on. I said, watch the other hand. While all this is going on with Eric Holder and everything. Well, we have found out here that we've slipped a little executive order in here that allows, now can you believe this? The Department of Defense now has announced military amnesty for illegal aliens. That means that for the first time in, you know, many, many, many years, that illegal aliens are allowed to enlist in the military. Current policy as it stands right now forbids illegal aliens from enlisting, but the Secretary of Defense looks like he will authorize enlistment for illegal aliens if it is vital to the national interest. So these people, do you really think in what manner, how can you possibly think for the things that they do, you know, the ones that pay the money and come across the bridge and learn how to speak English, they probably care about this country enough to fight for it. But I'm having a hard time believing that at least that very many of these illegals would actually go out and put their life on the line for this country. I just somehow I'm not thinking that that's going to be a happening thing. And because of that, we're inviting more and more of them to come over here and giving them all these benefits. And now we find out, day before yesterday, that a 13-year-old girl was raped by a dozen illegals as they filmed it on their cell phones and cheered everybody on. 13 years old. I'm going to tell you one damn thing. We would find out how very small this planet really is if that was one of my loved ones, daughter, you know, anybody. There would be no place to hide. You could run, but I can assure you, you'd just die tired. Sooner or later, we would cross paths. That would be the end of my normal life, and I would hunt you down like a dog and kill you dead. And I just can't even believe that something like that. The whole story is just pathetic. I'm not even going to go into it. And then we have in Houston, Texas, another American citizen was beaten to death by cartel members, while another just barely managed to survive. He was kidnapped and tortured just south of the border. And so that's what we're, that's the kind of stuff that we're inviting into our country with the promises of amnesty and all of that stuff. Pumpkin Cat, I'm glad you made it in. We're kind of doing things a little bit differently tonight. And we're doing some one-hit wonders. There's just some stories. I know you heard about the beheading in Moore, Oklahoma, which is, if you didn't know, in the United States of America, in our country. Now it is coming home to roost right now. So there are we got problems coming up here. No question about it. I don't think this is going to be the last of it. So, Doc, I'm really anxious to see this deal that you're working on. I'm really excited about that. I hope that, let me know what they're going to run here, because I'd like to get one and put it through the paces here and see how it works. I think it sounds like an awesome deal. Let's see. Let me do just a second. I need to type in a deal here. The link for the show here. Got a guy trying to get in and is not able to do it. Give me just a second here. Okay, there we go. Okay. Yeah, whenever you get around to it, Doc. I know it's going to be a while. It's a month, 6 months, a year, or whatever it takes. So just give me a holler when I want to check it out. I think it's going to be cool. Okay, that's the rest of the stories for tonight. We'll get into, we'll go listen to a little more music here for a little bit. The other stories are not quite as bad. Not good, but anyway, we got that one over with. All right, let's go on here. Now, this one here, this was extremely popular. This really brings back a lot of memories, and it really was. She did a lot of songs, but this was really her only real hit that she ever had.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver. Sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
Lynn Anderson, like I said, she's done a lot of songs. She sang with duets with several people, but believe it or not, that was her only real hit, which surprised me. Another one-hit wonder here. Now these guys have they've got several what I consider to be pretty decent songs. Not great, but they're okay. But this one, believe it or not, I was really surprised to hear this, but this is their big one hit. You'll like it, though. We played it here 3 or 4 months ago.
I'm standing at the crossroads in life, and I don't know where to go.
And I'm standing at the crossroads in life, and I don't know where to go.
Well, I don't know what in the world it is with that's going on with this song here. Maybe we'll give it a minute. Let's see. Let's try something different here. Let's try it this way and see what happens.
Hey, no, that's Susie Moore.
Carefree days, but well, I did get out.
Last time, this don't work, we're gonna move on to bigger, better things.
And I don't know where to go. You know, you got my heart, babe, but my music's got my soul. Let me play it one more time. I'll tell the truth and make it rhyme. And hope they understand me. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, VJ. Been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, VJ. Now Broadway's like a sewer, bums and hookers everywhere. Passed out on the sidewalk. Doesn't anybody care? Some say he's worthless, just let him be. I for one would have to disagree. So would their mamas. Now I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, VJ, he's been a dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, VJ. Now if you get an ear pierced, some will call you gay. But if you drive a pickup, they'll say no, you must be straight. What we are and what we ain't, what we can and what we can't, does it really matter? Now I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, VJ, he's been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake,
Yeah, Minnie, that one's a little different. I like the song. I like it a lot. But it is a little bit different for sure. That's the Pirates of the Mississippi. The it tickles me that you were listening enough. You know, most people just listen to the tune. You know, they don't really pay that much attention to the word. At least I do. There's songs that I've listened to literally for decades. And, you know, then one day, for whatever reason, I'll listen to the words, and I said, wow, I never knew, had any idea they said that. Rights at Risk, I think Sawyer Brown did do that. Actually, there's four or five people that did it. But that particular version was the only hit that the Pirates of the Mississippi had. But anyway, I'm glad Minnie's paying attention there. Let's see. All right, you've heard this one before. This is it's definitely a one-hit wonder right here. And I don't know that she ever did anything else other than this song. I can't think of any other song that she ever did. But we'll check it out anyway.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him?
I don't know what in the world is doing this here, but I wish it would quit. We're going to stop here just a minute, pause this, and see if it's going to catch up. I don't know why we're having issues here, but I don't like it. Let's see here. Oh, that's different. Some reason that song is not loading. In Palm Bay, it may be. That may be a sign that we're not supposed to be doing this tonight, that we're supposed to be doing all the many different news items that there are out there. Lots of stuff happening. Didn't even get that far. All right, there it goes. It's loading now. All right, let's try it again, see what happens.
Somebody's knocking, should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil, would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never dreamed. He'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. Well, somebody's talking, he's whispering to me. Your place and my place, well, which will it be? I'm getting weaker and he's coming on strong.
All right, let's just move right into the next one. This guy named Chad Brock. This was his only decent hit. Good song.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes. I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now? Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
Turned off. All right, kind of a little bit of an abrupt ending on that last one, but there we go. All right, this is the last one that we're going to do tonight anyway of one-hit wonders. We've got some other stuff lined up here for you, but this was the last one that they did, and it's a great song, and I can't believe that this guy hasn't been out with more of them, but this is his one-hit. Great song.
Don't stare at me. She's afraid that I might see those 5 extra pounds she talks about. Man, I don't know what she's talking about. She looks through magazines. With every page she dreams of looking like somebody else. I wish she wasn't so hard on herself. And then she falls asleep with just my t-shirt on. But even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone, you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural. She makes it
look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide. Take a simple dress, put it on and turn some heads, man. Every time she moves, she gets me. She doesn't even know she's sexy. And the way she thinks sometimes, out of nowhere, blows my mind. She makes me laugh and makes me dream. I love the way she looks at things. A little piece of heaven God gave to this world. I think she's just an ordinary girl, but you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful, there's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural, she makes it look easy, I love what she does to me.
This next one goes out to all of our ISIS friends out there.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
I'll answer that, Haji.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's a little kind of short there, but anyway, that's our tribute to ISIS tonight. I'll lock bar that, Haji.
Oh, that.
Which one?
Red
the whole, the real one? Yeah, we could do that. We might, Amy has a request. Yeah, we're gonna do one for Amy here in just a minute. Anyway, this song right here is, it's not working. Hang on a minute, let's try this again. This is not the original way that I remember this song. It's an old, old song. It came out back in the 70s. And there was some controversy.
Oh, hello, remember me. I still love you.
We're not going to play all of it because Fred was in it. He's
going to not do it well.
Alright, that's all I can stand of Freddie Fender. He really messes that song up. But if you are right at risk saying hi, Amy.
Hi.
Maybe Amy will get on the chat room here in a minute and say hi to you. She said hi anyway, but you probably didn't hear her. But that song, there was an old, old song, and there's probably not a whole lot of you that remember this song. And the only reason I do is because my granddad used to sing it all the time. But it was... The Old Spinning Wheel. Does anybody remember that song? There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor. And that was that tune. There was some controversy over whether that tune was stolen to do, well, hello, remember me. I still love you. The tune is extremely similar. And back about 1974, probably 75, more likely, is when the song came out. And somebody else did it a whole lot better than Freddie Fender, a little faster, and it sounded more like the old spinning wheel. And I'm sure that's of tremendous interest to all of you, but I thought I'd throw it in there anyway, just for the heck of it. All right. Let's move on here to bigger and better things. There's got to be something better than that one.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek as she goes walking, rocking like a
Let's hit a quick story right here, and then we'll get back to some older music there. Just wanted to throw a few of those in. I haven't heard a lot of them in a long time. But I saw this story early. No, it was yesterday that I showed it to Amy. And I was absolutely astonished that they would come up with something so stupid. And it's caused a little bit of discussion here on some of the chat rooms and Facebook and stuff about what it is the government, the Forest Service specifically, is planning on charging people. Now it was kind of vague as to who. Some people interpreted it as professional photographers and media only. But in their own words, they said even pictures even taken with a cell phone or video. So, and they're wanting to charge $1,500 for a permit for you to take these pictures on some Forest Service lands. And if you get caught, it's going to be like $1,000 per, if you choose not to do that, not to get a permit, and they catch you, there's going to be like $1,000 per picture that they're going to charge for this. And I looked it up, true story. I looked through several deals here, and evidently the public went absolutely bananas over this, because less than 24 hours later after this was announced, as a matter of fact, I put a deal on Forest Service Twitter page, and or Twitter or whatever, and also on several places on Facebook, and I said, hey, there's some friends of mine and I, we're going to Coconino National Forest and Kaibab and Apache Sitgreaves National Forest. We're going to spend about a month out there camping. I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but we're going to spend quite a bit of time out there, and we're going to take, I hear it's pretty this time of year in the winter, and we're going to do this in early December. These rules are supposed to go into effect in November. So I said, in early December, we're going to be out there, we're going to spend quite a bit of time, and we're going to take hundreds of pictures, and we're going to come back and sell them to our friends. And so anyway, less than 24 hours later, they come back here, and this guy named Tom Tidwell has backed off of this. Now, there's been some restrictions. Had a guy call me today from that has worked for the Forest Service, and they said, hey, it's just for media and journalists and whatnot. I said, I don't give a damn who it's for. It doesn't matter. It's like saying, you know, I don't have an assault rifle, so what difference does it make to me if they come and get the assault rifles? If they can do it to journalists and media and professional photographers now, what's to stop them from bringing it to us later? So I said, I don't care who it's for. Still, you know, it's we all live under the same constitution, the same rule. That's my constitution, my country. And it just really, damn, it pissed me off. I was fit to be tied. Well, it appears that I wasn't the only one. From what I can gather here, the Forest Service has backed off of this. Yeah, the guy says he values the First Amendment. Let's see, he says Forest Service's chief has backed off proposed restrictions on photography in wilderness areas Thursday after facing sweeping protests from lawmakers, First Amendment advocates, and media outlets across the country. The U.S. I'm getting to a juicy part of this here in a minute. U.S. Forest Service remains committed to the First Amendment, he said. To be clear, hang on a minute. All right, let's try that again. To be clear, provisions in the draft directive do not apply to news gathering or activities. Okay, what do they apply to? His statement said he was attempting to clarify the agency's intentions and would not require a permit for news gathering or recreational photographs in wilderness areas. He didn't explain why others in the agency told the Oregonian the opposite just 2 days earlier. On Tuesday, Liz Close, the agency's acting wilderness director, said the Forest Service would permit reporting in wilderness depending on its subject matter, with exceptions for breaking news. If you were engaged on reporting that was in support of wilderness characteristics, that would be permitted. She acknowledged that reporters shooting videos, even on iPhones, would need special permits. The agency's news release Thursday said the maximum $1,500 permit fees reported by the Oregonian and widely cited other publications were erroneous and refers to a different proposed directive. Okay, throughout the rest of this story, it didn't say what that different proposed directive was. It was just, it looks to me like something they made up trying to cover their nalgas here, because they got caught with their britches down around their ankles and didn't know what to do. So, let's see, that information had been provided to the Oregonian by the Forest Service's top spokesman, Larry Chambers. The agency didn't say what other directive it referred to. Critics of the Forest Service plan said they were heartened to hear that the agency backing off, but it needed to do more. So there's quite a bit more to that story, but that's down at the bottom. It says the Forest Service's rules have caused problems before. In 2010, the agency refused to allow an Idaho public television crew on a wilderness area to film student conservation workers. The agency ultimately caved in to pressure from Idaho Governor C.L. Otter. Now, they have, this guy that called me today said that had worked for the Forest Service at one time, said they've always required permits for certain things, you know, for journalists and whatnot. And what it was for was for, you know, if you got off in the woods and got lost or whatever, had permits to know where you're at. You know, I don't have a tremendous problem. They were free permits. You know, it wasn't so much for the taking pictures as it was for probably for search and rescue operations and stuff, whatever. But I didn't. That's not that big a deal. But $1,500 for a permit to take pictures, son, that's a big deal. That is a way big deal. And so I'd like to know what this other directive is that they're talking about. But nevertheless, they caught enough grief over it that they've backed off of it, and that's a good thing. So we'll see if it pops up again here one of these days. Once in a while, if Amy's listening, I have to play this particular song just for Amy.
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you. The door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
It can happen any moment, without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive, sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you come into view.
At Risk are big fans of David Ball, big enough that we're going to play a couple of them back to back here. You know, Dwight Yoakam, I don't think, hardly does a song that I don't like. He's a little squirrely, a little different to watch. But I'll have to say that he's got some damn fine, good, honest-to-goodness country songs out there. And one of them that he did it by himself once, then he teamed up with Buck Owens to do it, and it's an old Buck Owens song to start with. Why are you doing that again? Don't tell me we're going to have to listen to that intro once again. Hang on a minute. It's coming around. I don't know why. What's happening here tonight. My deal is not working right. Let's try it again. All right. All together now. And a one. And a two.
Those happy tears, and though I'm mad. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky,
it's risk. Time ran out through the whole song there. I had to give you a couple of hints, but anyway. Look at the chat room above your post there and put the pieces together. Right at risk, and I think it'll all come together for you. By the way, we may accidentally, not sure, but we might accidentally be able to swing by there and say hi here middle of next month. But not sure yet. If we do, it'll be an awful quick visit because we're going to be pressed for time. But if we can possibly swing it, we'll do that. Depends on which way we go up there, too. Kaylee's mom, I'm glad you made it in here. I was wondering where you've been. I haven't seen you the last couple of weeks. So glad you made it in here with us tonight. All right. Some of you more experienced folks will probably remember this. Hang on a minute. Let's don't get started. It's going to goof around here and do what it did before. Stop on me. Let's try that again. Come on. Come on. Come on. Giddy up. Why are you not doing it? What is your problem, Grasshopper? It's going to stop.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountain.
Told you. All right, let's try something else here. I don't know why. I wonder if the lightning turned my laptop into a morphodite here or something. I don't know what happened. All right, there it goes. All right, one more time. All together now.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. There's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all all the heartaches. Dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the heartaches and care. But dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
I sang Dixie. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had run of tin, all his rebel pride. I sang Dixie as he died. Said way down in the land of cotton, old times they ain't near as rotten as they are on this damned old L.A. street. They drew a dying breath, laid his head against my chest. Please, Lord, take his soul back home to Dixie. I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had run of tin of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie. Yeah.
walked on by as I cried. Bottle had a routine of all his rebel pride, so I sang Dixie. Sang Dixie as he
one, right? So what are you looking at there? We've got, you want to see Suspicious Minds, and I give you some options here. Eddie Rabbit, Elvis, Dwight, Fine Young Cannibals. Which one you want to hear? I think that's about all we've got right now. But while we're waiting, since you mentioned it, sure, we can do some more Confederate Railroad. No problem. I'd love that.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She
ever seen back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard elves singing blue suede shoes.
Call it quits, but Wright's at Risk is having such a good time, and everybody else having a good time guessing songs, so we're going to stick another one or two in here just on account if I want to.
A little bit is better than not a
this is the last one, I promise. Then I got to go to bed. We're running over time here. But had to do one more for first Rights at Risk asked for it, and then the Arizona Oath Keeper asked for it, or vice versa. So either way, here it is. That about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you.
things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all